Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Fun. Don't take it personal. Personally, I'm surprised you call me after the things I said. Skirt, skirt, all niggas. Skirt up, all niggas. Skirt down, you acting like me. Acting like we was more than a summer fling. I said farewell, you took it well. Promise I won't cry over spilled milk.
As long as we have butt sweat and beers, we're going to be all right, folks. That's all I know. Anyway, welcome to Butt Sweat and Beers live on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. I'm your host, Remick Benice. I'll be taking you to the top of the hour. If you have any thoughts on your mind, your heart, your balls, your vagina, your ass, wherever, please feel free to speak up at this time. If I can't hear you, that means you didn't pick up your phone. To do that, you'd have to dial these digits. They go as follows, 718-928-9732. Call me up and we'll discuss whatever was on your mind, such as, one, do I really need a $1,000 phone? And thank God they came out with a $1,000 phone, because now I can move on with my life, because talk isn't cheap. Apps are expensive. Yes, yes, yes. Also, we will be discussing, we have an issue. We have our brother in need. Ted Cruz is in need, our friends. And for all those who do not know, Ted Cruz has been shown weak in his moment of destitute. And right now, the only thing we can do is not pray for our brother, but send nudes. Send as many nudes as you can to Ted Cruz. He needs our nudes. In Jesus' name, we pray. Oh, Ted. Oh, Ted. How did we not see this? Oh, man. Also, we'll be discussing the White House calls for Jemele Hill, ESPN sportscaster, to be fired. First of all, the White House shouldn't be asking anybody to be fired. You first, White House. Tell you what, you jump in that lake first. You jump in that swamp first, and I'll think about jumping jumping off right back behind you. Whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? You started the swamp. Hashtag leave Jemele Hill alone. Man, I swear. Oh, they done messed with the wrong one. Boom. But whatever, whatever. Anyway, we're going to keep it locked here. This is RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'll be taking your calls to the top of the hour if you wish to call in. If not, that's okay. I'd like to think of myself as Tom Hanks on the island by myself. You know what I'm saying? Just going to espouse some thoughts. I think that's a word. Espouse some thoughts upon you. If you like to listen, great. If you don't, well, these things happen. I got the mic anyway. Yes. Yes. We are moving. We're moving smoothly into the fall month. We got some sporadic showers here in Brooklyn. I don't know where they came from. Perhaps they're from Irma. Irma's apparently they broke up the band, so Irma's good. Irma's almost done. She's by tonight, you know, we'll be talking about her like her old girlfriend Katrina back in the day, whatever, whatever. But Irma left some, like, in all seriousness, Irma left some true disaster out there, and folks are reeling right now. And you know, if you can help them out. You know what I'm saying? Donate to whatever. Donate to whatever charity that, whatever vetted charity that you feel that you believe that will go put your monies and or funds or capital to its furthest purpose, you know, to the best purpose, because some of these folks out here, you know, they ain't about nothing. I know everybody's telling you donate Red Cross, and you can do that, or you can go to other vetted and highly qualified organizations which are also helping out with the disaster relief for Irma and Harvey. That's right. America got done in by a turn of the century couple. Harvey and Irma done did us in, man. I tell you, you know, Harvey and Irma might have done us a favor, because with all this money that they're gonna need for disaster relief, I don't know if we're gonna have time to build no wall. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what we're gonna do? Put that on the card too? There's so much stuff that's on the card. I mean, we still haven't paid off. Have we even paid off the Lincoln bedroom yet? No. That might have to go back to Siemens Furniture and everything. Shout out to Siemens Furniture wherever you at. Anyway, rest in peace, Siemens Furniture. Yeah, man. But it is the day of wedness, the hump day. So happy humping to you. If you're humping out there, good. If you're not humping, keep trying. You know, the hump will be with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As I said, weather's perfect out here in Brooklyn. 72 degrees, feels like 76. Tonight's low is going to be a low of 68, mostly cloudy, possibly scattered showers, which will diminish sometime during the night. Whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, would I tell you to put on a sweater? Not necessarily. You know what I mean? I put on some clothes, but not a sweater. Yeah. You could dial back from that. It's not that serious out there. Yay. Boom. But the news of the day, once again, in all seriousness, everybody needs a $1,000 phone. Can we all agree to that? Can we all agree to that, America? I believe we do. So Apple came out with their $1,000 iPhone 10. It's amazing. It's better than your iPhone 6, 7, better than 8. All right. We're not even going to go 9. I don't know if there was a 9. Maybe it's like spades. You either go 8 or 10. You don't like you go 8 or 10, but you never bid 9. Maybe Apple just refused to bid 9. So there's that. Who knows? Anyway, moving forward with also more news of the day. Ted Cruz, man. Jeez. I tell you, look, man, like I know you go to church, but everybody hornies once in a while. Yes? Can we all agree that everybody's horny once in a while? Just me? Just me? No? Hello? No, because I know I'm horny. I like the Incredible Hulk in that last, was it like in the Marvel movie? You know, because they asked him, like, what was the secret? And he was like, I'm mad all the time. Oh, Hulk smash. And I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, what's your secret, Remick? How'd you get this far? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm married and got no kids and I got no wife and everything, you know, but, you know, you seem to be keeping your edge above yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I stay fly all the time. That's why. I stay fly all the time. Walking. I'm fly. Stay fly. It's like, damn. Like, oh, but those ladies are pretty, Remick. I see them. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Rem smash. Or sometimes Rem doesn't smash. Rem goes home, read a book, you know what I'm saying? Ponder some things in life. You know, it is what it is. Rem meditates deeply, you know, balancing Rem's thoughts, moving forward with Rem's life. Whatever. Yeah, man. So your boy Ted Cruz out here likes to beat off to just straight up porn. And I'm like, okay, great. So for those of you who thought Ted Cruz was not human, I'm sorry, you've lost. So Ted Cruz likes porn. So I'm not sure exactly what happened, because all of a sudden he said he got hacked, and I'm like, look, B, that excuse got took already. You got to do better, man. Just say, hey, you know, me and my wife Heidi, we ain't getting it done. You know what I'm saying? Heidi used to be my hoe. You know, but, you know, some nights, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, she don't want to pick up the phone. It is what it is. So, you know, I had to go out there hunting, you know, and I didn't want to go out to the bar. You know, I got press engagements and all types of meetings and faculties and stuff on the Hill. So when in doubt, you know, you go to the interwebs. And I you know, maybe perhaps nobody really taught me the intricacies of Twitter. And I didn't know I had this many followers, but you know what I'm saying? Maybe I should blame it on my popularity. There you go, Ted Cruz. That's what you should do. Blame it on your popularity. Yeah, you know I mean, it's your fault. Ted Cruz beaten off. That is the picture I do not wish to see in my life. Please, if anybody has pictures of Ted Cruz beating off, please keep those pictures to yourself. I don't think those were intended for public use. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. I can truly do without anything going on with Ted Cruz and sexuality, because I don't think of Ted Cruz having sex. You know what I'm saying? I can see John McCain having sex though. John McCain having sex with the fist, because you know he's got that little fist that doesn't open up like Bob Dole's old fist and everything like that. He's got that because I think it's a war injury or something like that. He can't lift his arm up to a certain point. Whatever. You know, but I mean McCain's got like brain cancer, so now I'm gonna take it easy on him a little bit, but I can see, but you know, the young John McCain, young John McCain was a handsome motherfucker. That was a pretty dude, you know what I'm saying? Pause. I'm just saying, you know, but you know, you tell me John McCain, you know what I'm saying, was like, you know, trying to smash him, like, okay, well, you know, yeah, that was a pretty dude, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta get back on the block and see if you still got it, you know. But Ted Cruz, I see that dude's face, and all I could think of, chicken farmer. You know what I'm saying? He looks like a chicken farmer. I don't know. Looks like he's on a farm and he raises little chicks and he does do things to them. I do not wish to know of. You know what I'm saying? So whatever. So shout out to your pornographic ways, Ted Cruz, and welcome to the internet. Clearly, your intern didn't really explain how DMs worked and everything, or even hitting like. Perhaps you need to understand you can open up another account without your name. You can call it like, you know what I'm saying, Smed Brews. There you go. You'll be on Twitter as at Smed Brews. You'll be Smed Brews, and you can like all the big booty pictures you want. You know what I'm saying? Because you look like you like a good big booty porn. Like I can see Ted Cruz liking big booty porn. Anybody else? No, just me. Just me. Whatever. Anyway, I opened the show today with SZA singing "Love Galore." She was amazing. She was amazing at Afropunk. That girl has got talent extraordinaire. She might be on her way. That's all I got to say about that. Anyway, you keep it locked here. We're gonna be playing a couple more tunes. Gotta go get beard up for a second. Anyway. Love you all. Boom, this is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Hold on to your hats.
Let loose for the hour. I chose the black power. Extra fly joint from mocha to yellow paper. And you know I don't delay. Together with my honey like silk and soul, we grow and take you back to like afros. And no quitting or getting jumped by the system. It's all day, all play. Got herbs and such and cuts and crew. No blue eyes to emulate. Some straight, but yeah, we straight up.
Funky. He's back. The Jesus back as an OD getting funky.
The sun sets, you bet, we get mad
funky. East coast to west, we stay fresh, easy. Smoke rise from the borough with the black cola. The globe spins, Tim's is dropped. No faking, no bacon, three bridges for money making. Crippling, the F swingers lounge out spot. Roll when my pants leg up, bump my sounds, grab the micro. You know how we do in the joint. Do a borough check to see exactly who in the joint. Hot spots, city streets, lot spots and jeeps. As a flower, I'm Nile, rivers of style.
Fresh
yeah, stories complete.
Fresh
rolling on the New York streets with them no pork beats. At the parliaments, sevens up, see no steel or no equal, but the sun and that's funky.
He's back, the Jesus back as an OD, and we
you bet, we get mad funky.
East coast to west, we stay fresh, I say
quickly. Smoke, rise from the borough with a black cool blow.
It's that nickel slick neck, keep it deep for my heads. Let it fed up, appearing in my camouflage. My hustler walks in New York, two fronts say Gucci, we make Lucci. And never hesitates to set it. Slap hands with my mans from the lands of crook. Being lovely over jams that's on the plans with hooks. Burn musk, wear kush, it's Flatbush. Hear the mentors instrumental cause it's ash to dust. I like to hit like deep, keep fam tight tight. Keep the vocal strictly, any joint is strike. Let me fly, he's back, the G's back with the R. Sun is in the clouds on loud. I got raised by the dim street lights of four cities. My heroes died in prison, George Jackson,
action. She's butterfly and I'm cool iron, and I rock snow low unless it's scrambler. Got in me and my honeys, we be like Bobby and Erica. Me and my monies, we'll hurt you, Boulevard Empire. One love, gun love, come free the land with us. Pigs they cannot shoot this fresh and creamy lavishness. Before I pop, I'd rather die in baggy guess and temps. And I put that on the BK, L-Y-N, and that's okay.
Jesus back as an OD, getting funky.
The sun sets, you bet, we get mad
funky.
East coast to west, stays fresh and we do it on the stick.
Lay.
The smoke flies from the blower with a black cool belt.
We jet it, we jet it, we jet it up. We jet it, we jet it, we jet it down. We jet it, we jet it, we jet it across town. We jet it, jet it, we jet it, jet it, we jet it. No wonder, and H1, we get it, all around, no wonder, no wonder, H1, we get it, we get it, 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 get it.
Yeah, we jetting right back into the studio live here at Radio Free Brooklyn. This is About Sweating Bills. I am your host, Remick Bennis. Miss Benice, actually, by the way. I know you heard Bennis and be nice. It's Benice. Benice. Like Ben, who lives in the East without the T at the end. So Benice. That's right. Boom. I broke it down phonetically for y'all. Whatever, whatever. Anyway, yeah, so let's get into it about, I like to call it the friend in my head, and I'm like, boo, let's talk about Jemele Hill. Jemele Hill, that's right. Jemele Hill is a on-air personality at ESPN, sports commentator, sports reporter, and sports journalist. So apparently recently she wrote on her Twitter that Donald Trump, I don't know who that is, but you know, I'm just putting out there that Donald Trump is a white supremacist, and I'm like, well, hold on, those remarks could go too far. Let's see, Donald Trump is a white supremacist. You know what? I'm going to go with there are no lies in that statement. That dude is a white supremacist. So shout out to all that filthy white supremacist. That, you know what? So shout out to Jemele Hill for stating the obvious. I want to thank Jemele Hill for stating the obvious. I wish her well. So what seems to be the problem? Well, the problem is apparently the White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, decided to use her her job and her pulpit to basically state that, well, with statements said of that nature, you know, hey, you know, those statements are are wrong and ridiculous, and you know, and basically that's a fireable offense. So she's pretty much using her job to call on ESPN to fire somebody for a tweet. Now, if you don't see the irony in that, if you don't feel the irony in that statement, my friends, well, oh my God, man, we live in crazy times right now. You know, it's like a high level of high school. Everything is just high school right now. You know, there's, cool kids table. There's the young freshmen. Those are the millennials. Then there's the seniors. Those are the really old guys and everything like that. They're kind of cool, but, you know, they're on their way out, so whatever. Like, they matter, but they don't. And then there's everybody else in the middle who's just, like, you know, trying to fight for, you know, their space. You know, the sophomores and the juniors. Because that's pretty much where you're going to get the new power and the new iconoclast comes from. Your sophomores and juniors, you know. I mean, there's few, and I do mean few freshmen who come into high school, and they're just pretty much a Fonzie. You know what I'm saying? Just freaking cool as hell. You know, there are few Fonzie freshmen out there, you know. Now, I take all that to say that America is somewhat like high school. In fact, the world is probably very much like high school. It teaches you everything. You know what I'm saying? You have power players, people who are shining way too much for no reason. There are people who would who are stuck and have nowhere to go, but at the same time don't necessarily see, like, you know what I'm saying, their power. And then there's people who are peaking and will never, ever, 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 you know what I'm saying, like move up to a certain level again. And then there are people who are like sitting on like just gold and they don't even know it. They're, you know what I'm saying, they're just waiting it out, which is maybe to their detriment. All I'm trying to say is, what the hell is going on at the White House? Like, seriously, B. I mean,
think about this.
Possible war with North Korea. One, you know what I'm saying? Infighting within the party, within the two majority parties. Well, infighting within one of the majority parties, infighting in the majority political parties in the United States, a listless leader who doesn't lead, but always loves to have a big party and always wants to feel good about himself, even though he has done nothing. All right. Jeez. And oh, by the way, Mother Nature is on the side. And if she sneezes again, we might all die. But first, if we do not die by Mother Nature, there's always North Korea and a possible race war. Anybody? Just me? Is it just me? Yeah, too much, too much. I know. If I got a little too heady over there, what can I say? My bad. It is what it is. Yeah, man. So boom. So shout out to Jermell Hill. Jermell Hill's, by the way, an amazing on-air personality. She's on the SportsCenter 6, I believe the 6 a.m., 6 p.m. The 6 p.m. is Michael Smith and Jermell Hill on the 6 p.m. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And like, man, like, just go sit down somewhere. Like, really, be. Like, nobody, like, man, fix your face, girl. Fix your face. I just objectified her just for being a woman and everything like that. And I probably did, you know, but at the same time, no, like, let's all agree. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, fix your face. Seriously, B. Seriously, do something about that. Get some bangs or something like that. You know what? Maybe you need the appropriate mom cut. You know, I'm not sure if she's got kids, but you're like, maybe a mom. That's like, you need, like, the best thing that this White House needs at all given times is a distraction. Right now, you need a bob. That's right. You need a bob with some decent bangs. All right. Fix your face. Seriously. Like, whatever. You know what? Jermell Hill. Yeah. I think for those of you who don't follow Jermell Hill on Twitter, I think your homework assignment this week is to follow Jermell Hill on let's see, what is that? I think it's just at Jermell Hill. But if it isn't, you know, just follow Jermell Hill, because this is getting ridiculous, man. I mean, seriously. Yeah, it's Jermell. Just follow her at Jermell Hill, JemelHill on Twitter. That's right. Boom. Yes, co-host of the 6 p.m. Sports Center, a.k.a. The 6, born and raised in Detroit and grew up at Michigan State. Fourth worst Twitter account at ESPN. Yes. Boom. She only has about 500,000 followers. So let's see if we can get her up to about 1 million. I'm sure she's about to get 1 million. That's right. Because we can't have the white supremacist house coming after her. So I'm sure Black Twitter and the Black Hive will come around her. Like, oh, yes, that's right. Black Twitter is real. You know what I'm saying? Black Twitter is a real thing. Black Twitter is somewhat like Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? There are no leaders, but there are no leaders, but there are many who lead. That's the way that this thing works. So yeah, there's that. All right. Yeah, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, coming for you. We're coming for you, nigga. I don't know. That was just some Hulk Hogan in me. I apologize. Anyway, boo. Yeah, I'm still stuck on this $1,000 Apple. What do you need with a $1,000 Apple phone? What does that do? Yo, I swear to God, if this Apple phone doesn't have like a razor on it where you can like shave yourself or something, then what's the purpose? What's the purpose? You know, like if this iPhone is not also a drone, you know, or it doesn't allow me to fly. And by fly, I mean I can put it on my back and it turns into two wings and it can just propel me to the sky like a butterfly or something. Well, then what's the purpose of $1,000? What are we doing? What are we doing as a country? I mean, seriously. No, man. No. Like you keep your freaking $1 million phone and everything. I'm good. I swear to God, man. You know, every year. Because the thing is, for those of you who don't know, like Apple does this every year. Like it's September, you know they're coming out with a rollout of product. Because they do it in, they, this is what they do. They do it in September, so that puts it out there to the all the folks. It puts it out there to, you know, all the people who own Apple stock, and then like the next day after, we'll see if Apple stock rises as it should, and then we have people pre-buying the new product, whether that be the new iMac, the phone, the watch, Apple TV. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure like Apple. Like, look, Apple does some great things. There are only a few companies in America, you know, or a few multinational companies, excuse me, because Apple is bigger than America now, that can push out product like Apple. And man, they do the best. They're really good with it. Anyway, but you know, to push out $1,000 phone, I'm like, do you really need $1,000 phone? No. Like, what you need. What you need is just to chill and just let me know, like, okay, well, like, when is this coming out? You know what I'm saying? So I can put like $400 to the side, buy the new 8 and see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, the new 8's supposed to have like better. It's got no home button. So the only way you get on there is by like, you know, putting your face in front of the phone. It has facial recognition. You know what I'm saying? It can smell your breath. You know what I'm saying? If you fart on it, it can tell. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's like that. Like the Apple phone is like, Apple has become your new relative. Apple is your new doctor now. You know what I'm saying? You cough, Apple knows like, hey, time to get some Robitussin. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, that's more than Robitussin. Perhaps you got some bronchitis. You know what I'm saying? You need to see a specialist. Let me help you with that. Thank you, Siri. You see? Like, you know, the phone is the doctor, Siri's the nurse, you know what I'm saying? You're the patient, you know? It's just, I mean, shit's weird, man. Oh, it's getting weird. Man, Skynet is real. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it locked here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers.
The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that one you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall builders, they call skyscrapers. And you feel it. Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big trunk jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fessed, talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swarm didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks stolen with fly belly boots, rough leather.
a fashion in tuxedo suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the paper. She caught the paper. That's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they caught the paper. They caught the paper. They caught the paper. They caught the paper. Now I got a cousin by the name of Von Lee. Better known to y'all as Kamasa Kool V. He cut, scratch, transforms with finesse. And all that mess. I remember when he first started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help wanting. Now my cousin's gone, still try on and on and on to the like break the dawn. To get this JLB in effect, then it look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 8 to 8, Kool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He walked into the same record shop up before, and the boss be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a doll, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Nah, guess what they caught from my cousin? The paper. They caught the paper.
Guess I gotta talk about me, check it
out. Last subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MTDJ and crews in town. Saw his crew on Noble Street, I said, can I be down, champ? They said no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death Deuteronomy at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. Would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Your biz, do you remember me from Noble Street, chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the paper. Yo, yo, they caught the paper. They caught the paper.
Yo, I like to tell everybody this is a true story.
They caught the paper.
Oh, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know the vapors. That's right. By Bismarck Key. The girls with the underarm odor. Ugh. Yeah, the vapes, man. Vapes are real. Vapes are real. Vapes are real. Oh, the vapors. Ah, speaking of which, breaking news. Martin Shkreli, everybody's not so famous, most hated pharma bro, has been arrested. Woo, buddy. That's right. Oh, he's been arrested. Why, you say? Well, apparently he put a bounty on Hillary Clinton's head, and that's a no-no. That's right. So a judge just revoked his bail and all this stuff, and now he's got to go to jail. That's right. I tell you, you know, for somebody that white, he sure ain't got no privilege, man. I tell you, Martin Shkreli, he's, you know, I'm not going to sprinkle some no Black Lives Matter on no Martin Shkreli. No, 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 no. You done messed up, my friend. you had it good. You were white in America, and how you gonna mess that up? How you gonna mess up being white in America, B? Like, seriously? Oh, come on, man. Come on. Like, Martin Shkreli sent to jail for posting online threats about Hillary Clinton. Oh, man. Judge Dean Martin Shkreli, a danger to society after posting a $5,000 bounty on Hillary Clinton's hair. What? Man, yo. You know what? This is ridiculous. So he's headed to jail, and the judge revoked his $5 million bail after the Hillary Clinton threat. Man, you know, I'm not saying you're making it hard on yourself, but you're making it hard on yourself to be white in America, Martin Shkreli. Like, you've got money, you know what I'm saying? I can't say you got looks and talent, because you don't. You have no talent. You look like a dog. Like, seriously, you and Ted Cruz should be, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all should be stepbrothers. You know, you and Ted Cruz, y'all should show up at the family reunion and with t-shirts that say, "I'm with him." You know what I'm saying? Both of y'all just pointing at each other, you know, because like, you have no looks and you have no talent. You're trash. You know what I'm saying? And you're a dickhead supreme, my friend. You know what I mean? So there's that. Oh, my God. I'm just shocked. I'm just shocked. How do you ruin? You really just ruined, like, being white in America. How do you do that, man? How do you do that? And it's really simple. Like, when you wake up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you wake up, go to your job, you know, check your pension. You know what I'm saying? Talk to your mom, dad, check in with your kids, your wife, your ex, your whatever, you know, and I talk about traffic, drink four cups of coffee a day. You know what I'm saying? Never dance or stay in rhythm with anything. There you go. And then you go home. I don't know. I'm not sure. Is that the full day for, like, white people? I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyway, but you're just ruining it for yourself. You've ruined the white privilege, my friend. You're white privilege. Not everybody else is white privilege. No. That stuff is still out there, man. It's out there. Oh, like gangrene. So, oh my God, this dude is a clown. You know what? Whatever. You know what? You know what we're gonna do for you, Martin Shkreli? Like, we're gonna play your former theme song. So this is for Martin Shkreli. Keep it locked here. Keep it locked here on Butt, Sweat, and Beers.
I'm your idol, the highest title, numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. And understand, I got the gift of speech, and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I talk sense condensed into the form of a poem. Full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kind of young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played. To put it short, I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I'm outspoken. My language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, cause fooling is all that I'm about. Just fooling with the girlies, yes, I'm busting it out. I'm special ed, and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss, and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me, a titan, to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it made.
Got it made.
Got it made. I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. Never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut. And my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, yet I still want more. Kinda find a Honda scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An account to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear outwear for every day. Boutiques from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? think, just blink, and I've made a million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink a million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made. I'm kinda spoiled, cause everything I want I got made. I wanted gear, got everything from cotton to suede. I wanted leg, I didn't beg, I just got laid. My hair was growing too long, so I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got cascade, and when the weather was hot, I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made potato to alligator souffle. I got it made.
Yeah. Oh, boom. That was the former Martin Scully theme song, I've Got It Made. That's right. Until you threatened a former first lady, former secretary of state, and was going to win the election until the Russians came in and messed that up. No, Martin Shkreli, you go to jail, my friend. Oh, clap it up for Martin Shkreli. Man, ruining white privilege. I tell you, I mean, there's so few people that can ruin their own white privilege. Like, oh my God, Martin Shkreli, you are one of them. Wow, you. Woo, man, it's so easy to be, I'm not saying it's easy to be white, but man, I tell you. The blueprint is out there, and all you have to do is like, don't put a bounty on like a former first lady's head. Are you serious? Hillary Clinton? Oh, Hillary Clinton will get you. Oh, she'll get you all right. I don't mess with Hill. You know what I'm saying? What? Shoot, she wears those pantsuits so that she can hold down at least like, you know, 6 gats. You know what I'm saying? She comes strapped. You do not mess with Hillary Clinton. She getting you. You know what I'm saying? She don't wear no skirts because she's a pit bull. She's going hard. I'm just saying. You did it to yourself, Scully. Oh, man. I wonder where they're going to house him. Like, jeez. Are they going to put him in Rikers? If he's in New York, I wonder if they put him in Rikers. Ooh. Oh, shoot. If they put him in Rikers. Wow. Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, and buckle up, because this might hurt a little bit. Oh, my God. Please tell me he's in New York. Please tell me y'all putting him in Rikers. Oh, my God. Martin Shkreli and Bobby Shmurda in the same pen. Oh, son, please. Please. Is there a God? Yes, please. Tell me. Tell me he's in Rikers. Please tell me he's at Rikers right now. Oh, my God. Please tell me that. You know what? Whatever. I'm gonna have to look in on this one. This is such great news of the day. You know, you don't get much good news nowadays. You know what I'm saying? I mean, such sad stuff out there. But anyway, my God, Martin Shkreli. Yeah, good luck with that. Anyway, rest in peace, Frank Vincent. For those of you who don't know Frank Vincent, of course you do. If you watch Goodfellas, Casinos, and Sopranos, Frank Vincent was a longtime actor, and yes, he passed away today at the age of 78. Frank Vincent, if you watch him on Sopranos, he played what's his name, Phil Leotardo. You know him. Just look him up. Anyway, like if you watched a gangster film, somewhere between like between the 90s and 2000s and everything, trust me, like you know who Frank Vincent is. He's that guy. That guy, you're like, oh, that guy, yeah. He played Phil Leotardo on The Sopranos. So anyway, he passed away at 78. From heart surgery complications. Anyway, he will be missed. So rest in peace, and thank you for your entertainment, sir. You were one in a million. Oh, you know what I'm saying? If you see Sonny up there, you tell him, wasted talent, not here. Anyway. Hold on, we got somebody on the line. Let me see if I can Pick up the call. Hold on. Let's see.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm fine, sir.
Oh, what's going on? Well, welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers.
How you feeling, man?
Can't complain. How are you?
Not much.
Yeah.
I'm chilling, man. Right now, doing some laundry.
Okay.
And last minute before I got to go to work.
Okay.
Being objectified by older women because I decided to wear gray sweatpants. That was a mistake.
These things happen. These
that
things.
Was a mistake.
I hear you. Hey, good news. Martin Shkreli has been arrested for making threats to Hillary Clinton. There you go.
Really? What did he say?
Apparently, he put a $5,000 bounty to get for anybody who can cut off Hillary Clinton's hair. And
on her hair?
Yes. And apparently, yeah. So apparently, a judge said, and he was already out on bail. So the judge just revoked his $5 million bail, and now he's going to jail. Now, my thing is he in Rikers? Because if he is, man, this story's going to get better.
What he's going to do is he's going to probably plead insanity because he's doing crazy shit on purpose. Oh, he's just that much of an asshole.
Oh, he is. I mean,
$5 million, that's nothing. He could afford that.
Yeah. I'm serious. He farts $5 million. He'll be fine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He'll be fine.
Yeah, like yeah. I said, I don't know how you ruin white privilege, but he sure is trying hard. He's trying.
I think he's using it to his full potential.
You know
personally.
What? This is true. Noted.
He's doing white privilege right. Yeah, I was taking it to the. He's bringing it to new levels, new horizons.
That's right. That's right. That's the
taking white privilege to places that white people never thought it could go.
That's right. That's right.
He's white privileging other white people.
This is true. Every time he wakes up in the morning. He plays that "Now I Do What I Want" song. It's like, there you go.
Yeah.
He does what he wants.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I do what I want.
Man. So Ted Cruz like beating off. That's nice also.
Ted Cruz, man. I'm telling you, this dude. Look, Ted Cruz is human. I thought he was a lizard all this time because I mean I look at that face and I'm like, first of all, Ted Cruz, Martin Shkreli, cousins. First, that's all I want to say. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, they should be at the same family reunion all day long. Whatever. But
I think they just did that because that's him putting his bid for 2020. He's trying to make it more humanistic. So it's like, hey, you guys, I jerk off. Come on. That's what you wanted, right, guys?
Yeah.
You need to jerk off?
Like,
no?
I'm one of you. I'm hip. I like the...
Yeah.
There you go. It's like, I'm in the DMs. See? I'm in the DMs.
Yeah. Like, I got caught by my mom twice this week.
No, you didn't, Ted. Shut your mouth. Whatever.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, my brother.
All right, man. Hey, safe
to the grind.
All right, man. Back to the salt mine. Safe. Have a good day at work, sir. Be well. All right.
You too, my brother.
Later.
Peace.
Yep. So that was that. Boom. Thank you, caller. Thank you, Voodoo, for calling in. Appreciate it. Boom. We're about to wrap up the show for the evening. Let's see. Like, what did we learn? What did we learn this evening? Let us see. Well, one, Ted Cruz loves to get it in on the spank bank. And there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with getting it in on the spank bank. The thing is, don't be a rookie about it and open up your ghost account. You know what I'm saying? For those of you out there, you can open up a ghost account. You know, there's your real account that they know at work. Then there's your ghost account. That's the one that you only have on your phone now, or a device. You know, I would put it on like a tablet, you know, that is not necessarily attached to anything. And you can pretty much, beat off to your heart's desires. Do whatever you want. If you know what I'm saying? Feel free to, you know, go free hand, double hand, you know what I'm saying? Or share it with that significant other you have that you have in your head because you don't have a significant other. Look, whatever, man. All right, everybody beats off. I'm just saying, everybody, even the homeless. Martin Shkreli's in jail, so there is a God. There is a God. So clap it up, Martin Shkreli. Thank you. Christmas came early, my friends. We're gonna be all right. We're gonna be all right. So yeah. Anyway, but we're gonna wrap up the show. But before we wrap up the show, just want to let you know. This is Radio Free Brooklyn, and if you'd like to set up any sponsorship with Radio Free Brooklyn, log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, and you'll see the donate button, and pretty much you can set up sponsorship with a show, if you'd like to sponsor a show like Blood, Sweat, and Beers, by all means. Or if you just like to sponsor Radio Free Brooklyn on the whole, you can do that too. Or you can underwrite Radio Free Brooklyn if you'd like. Okay, so once again, just log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And thank you for, selecting Freeform Radio. That's right. This is Radio Free Brooklyn, a radio uncensored. Yeah. Boom. But, yeah, I would like to wrap up tonight's show. We done made good talk, had some good things to say, whatever. Boom. Like to shout out and tell Jemele Hill, you don't have to keep your head up or anything like that. Like, this loser Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be hearing from Black Twitter. That's all I got to say about that. Boom. Anyway, like, you know, we out here in the streets of Black Twitter. Anyway, folks, I love you all. Thank you for chopping up while I'm with us. I'll be back next week. I hope you're doing well. Boom. I'll be doing well. Stay safe. Be well. Treat each other nice. And Martin Shkreli is a dick. That's all I have to say about that. Happy Kwanzaa, everybody. Good night.
Yeah, she said she working for Walgreens, but not in the store at the head office. The hair was so good, it makes sense why you work at the head office. In 2007, I sat in the lobby of Motown and waited. Now I walk into the building and go off like, nigga, we made it. When I walk through these halls, man, this beat should be playing. I just came to make sure you not missing no payments. Not turning shit down while I issue my statement. It needed a moment of silence. Nigga, we made it. You fly out your lady, I fly out my latest. Bitches can't front on a kid anymore, man. They know what my name is. And if by chance she don't know who I am, she just know that I'm famous. I'ma just hand her a business card and say, nigga, we made it. And she gotta come through the hotel and pop it off for me. Then she go text her best friend like, girl, he got some good dick and money. Her friend hit her back like, I know that already. That nigga's amazing. Then I send a message to both of their asses like, nigga, we made it.
Kinda makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Hey, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Hey, damn, we made it. Yeah. If they with me, just know that they with it and bought it. If I said it, I meant it, there's no way around it. OVO reps up and P-Rain is next up, while she way go crazy. When Baka came home for the holidays, I was like, nigga, we made it. And all of those lawyer fees, nigga, I paid it. My family get all of my loyalty, all of my patience.